The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, we've come to the end of this week, the series on patience. And patience is often a wonderful gift that we give to ourselves and to the world, because the alternative to patience is not so healthy or beneficial for us or for others. And so for this morning meditation, I want to mention that in these ancient teachings of the Buddha, he puts an emphasis on knowledge and vision. And I'll translate this as knowing and seeing. And I'll explain this for this meditation as the simple patient knowing of what's obvious in the experience, what's obvious with the breathing, as we focus on the breathing. Just knowing, and then taking patient time to perceive that, to sense it, to let it register the experience that you've known. So in a sense, you recognize it, you know what it's there. There's a simple, very simple recognition. It just doesn't have to be with words. It could just be kind of a silent knowing. But when something is known, then take a brief time to let it register more fully, really experience what that is more deeply. And for something that's passing quickly, like the inhale, it's just a fleeting moment, maybe, that to really register something. If it lingers a little bit longer, you know, it doesn't have to be more than a second or two. It's easygoing, relaxed, and the patience is there with that seeing, with the registering, allowing it to be there. And it's not literally what I'm about to say, but it's the spirit of it. And that is as if you have all the time in the world. Not literally, because you don't linger so long you start thinking about it, but as long as there's kind of a deep or silent recognition, silent registering, seeing, perceiving, sensing, stay there, let it sink in, if it's still there. And then know the next thing. So know the inhale and let that be registered and feel it. Then know the exhale, know the beginning of it, and then let feel and register that more fully, that experience of exhaling. If there's a pause after the exhale, know it and allow yourself to let that register or take it in or feel that experience in some way. So there's knowing, and then there's Buddha's language, seeing. But seeing applies to all the inner ways of perception, of feeling, sensing that goes on. So assuming a meditation posture, one that allows you to have a certain alertness, but also one in which you're going to be patient. You're settling in for the long term, just to be with what's here, whatever it might be. Not fighting it or resisting it or fixing anything, but a posture that allows you to be present with some alertness or clarity. And then gently close your eyes, or gently lower your gaze. And taking a breath or two just to relax into your body, soften in the body. Relaxing into the body might give you access to more of your body to feel and sense. As you now take a few long, slow, deep breaths, almost as if you're getting a massage from the inside out, feel the rib cages expand. Maybe the shoulders rise. Maybe the belly balloons out. Maybe as you breathe in, there's an increased pressure on the sitting bones. Or if you're laying down, increased pressure on the back rib cage. Or if you're sitting in a chair, you might feel the back rib cage too. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And take three or four breaths to relax in your body on the exhale. And then to settle into your breathing. Feeling the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Sensing or feeling the body's experience of breathing, the sensations in the body as you breathe, the movements, and as you inhale, know the inhale. Let's allow the inhale to be known. And then let that experience register more deeply, like almost like a physical registering, as you sense or feel what you now know. As you exhale, know the exhale, and in a receptive mode, like as if the body is receiving the sensations, let the experience of exhale be felt, sensed. The exhale is known and felt. Seeing if you can be infinitely patient with this process of knowing, and then silently feeling and sensing what is known. And so there's a rhythm of knowing and sensing, and a rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. A rhythm that you feel and sense. Participate in with lots of patience, knowing and feeling, knowing and registering, quietly, calmly. And if there's a lot of thinking, know that is happening, and silently register how that feels in your body, your mind, to be thinking. The sensations. Not what you're thinking about, but what the process of thinking feels, senses. Know it and sense it. And then begin again with your breathing. it's quite valuable to learn the art of staying close to knowing and feeling, knowing and sensing. Knowing and letting things register more deeply. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, this practice of knowing and sensing, knowing and seeing, knowing and letting things be registered more fully, can be done outward into the world that we live in. To know the joys and the sorrows of this world, and to really know it, and then take patient time to let it register, to let ourselves feel it, to be a witness to what's happening in the world, so that we're touched by it. And to be touched by the world, to be a witness to what's happening in the world, to witness it with our hearts, is an expression of this practice. It's supported by our patience. And it becomes a gift if we can then care for the world, each in our own individual way, to live a life of knowing and seeing, knowing and feeling, and then caring, knowing, feeling, caring. And this doesn't have to be dramatic. It could be an expression of our own unique agency and abilities and situation. It might be with the people around us. May this practice that we do support us to live for the welfare and happiness of the whole world, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free of suffering, challenges, oppression. And may we contribute to that possibility.